It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rachel Barbie, and that means we must be talking Saturday vibes. But you know what? Here's the thing. Little bittersweet moment. This is the final Saturday vibes of the year. So we're going to talk about what's going on at this one. They had a big history hunt, the helper history hunt that was part of Saturday Vibes this year. We'll talk about that for just a moment. And you got to take a moment and thank everybody that helped you get to where you are at the end of the year. We'll do that. And we'll just kind of see what's going on. But Rachel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Yep. Super sad. Happy tears, though.
Happy tears, right?
Yeah.
So as all in all, I mean, we were talking about a couple of hiccups that you've had with weather and things like that. All in all, how was Vibes this year?
Honestly, it was such a blast. If you've come out, you've known, and you've been able to see how we've really built it up year over year with the addition of the kids' activities and all the different things we brought to the street this year. It's been an amazing season. So if you haven't had the chance to come out, or if you had, come and wrap up the season with us. Like David said, yeah, we had a couple weather issues throughout the season. Last weekend was, the last event was a bit of a windstorm. So if you came out and it wasn't a huge blast, this one will be. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
And they're going to have a big end of summer celebration. A couple of great bands. And as you said, you know what? This is what the people want. So this is what the people are going to get. And the first band right out of the gate, I have heard nothing but good things about. And that's Creep.
Yep, that's Creep. So they do our 90s covers. It's covers for all of your favorite, musicians that you grew up listening to of that, grunge alt rock scene. They really are so, so cool. So I'm so excited to see them.
So with a name like that, I would assume that they have to do a Radiohead cover.
They do. Okay. They do a Radiohead
all right.
cover.
That's what I was thinking. I just put that out there. Mm-hmm. And then the other one I've heard, but I'm not too familiar with, and maybe you can enlighten me a little bit, the Dead Zephyrs.
So the Dead Zephyrs, they are a huge up in Salt Lake. One of their musicians, Bill Frost, he's a little local celebrity up north, if you've heard of him. But they do face-melting rock.
Oh boy.
So yeah, it's gonna be a rockin' good time.
So it's gonna be a good weekend and a good way to put Helper Saturday Vibes to bed. Let's talk about food trucks, because that's what gets me there all the time.
Yep, the food trucks. We've got Country Confections, we've got Iceberg Shake Truck, we've got Dee's Kitchen, Mambo Truck, and Ruben's to wrap up the season.
Ruben's will be up there bringing up the barbecue deliciousness, and then you got to have something to wash that down.
Yeah, you absolutely do. So our Blood Orange Margarita is our special cocktail this week, so definitely come and try that out. It's one of my favorites. So
and it's a great way to just kind of bring an end to mm-hmm. the summer, because when is the first day of fall? Is it Saturday or is it Sunday? I can't remember.
I'm not sure, but it's coming
it's
up.
Close.
So
we
really need to wrap up the summer and feel like we're warm. So make sure you bring yourself a nice jacket, have a nice warm, sunny cocktail, and it'll be great.
And have a great night listening to great music with some great food. Just get to know your friends and your neighbors. There will be vendors there as usual. Fun things for the kids, I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's all going to be there. So the other thing you guys have been doing throughout this year is you've had what you've called the Helper History Hunt. So let's get a little quick rundown on that and then talk about it.
So what that's been is our amazing advisory committee put this together. They put together some really fun riddles that you solve by just scavenging around through the town. So we'll put the clue on social media on Saturday before the event. And then CJ will also give the clue during intermission in case you miss it. And you just need to find the answer. Go to our website, helpervibes.com. Go to the Helper History Hunt tab and submit your answer. And you may win a fabulous prize from a bunch of local businesses that donated some amazing prizes. Then to wrap up the season, everyone who participated throughout the entire season is put into a raffle for our end of season prizes. So even if you did not win on a specific clue, you could absolutely still win for the season.
So anything is possible.
Yes.
Anything is possible. All right. And, before we get out of here, we talk about them briefly all throughout the season. And these things do not just happen. You have to have people and your volunteers and people that are going to help you and businesses and sponsors and things of that nature. So you wanted to give a shout out for them before you get out of here.
Absolutely. I got all goosey and Dave can assess. But yeah, I get really, really happy for the fact that we have these amazing sponsors that have been able to allow all of this event to, you know, continue. We couldn't do it without them. So I'd like to thank Miners Cottages, Emery Telcom, I Got Poop, Matsuda Acupuncture, Tony Basso Group of Companies, Renewal by Anderson, Coca-Cola, Castleview Hospital, General Distributing, USU, Little Learners Daycare, JNN Auto, Helper Project, Empathetics, Dragonfly Wellness, Real Estate Titans, the Castle Gate RV Park, and of course, Supreme Auto.
All kinds of great things going on. If you haven't been, for shame on you, if you haven't been to a Vibes this year. However, make up for it. Get up there. Go to this one this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun as they kick off the summer. And maybe you'll like it so much that you won't be able to wait until next year when it rolls around again. So what do they take off until about January and then they start worrying about it? Or are we talking next week?
Honestly, I think the planning starts right away. But we really do get into full mode planning in January. So definitely as the season ends, stay on our social medias for updates moving into 2024. If you want to participate in our advisory committee next year, there will be information for that. So if you've had, you know, suggestions that you want to see brought to Helper, that would be a great way to get that out there. And definitely just participate. I'm sure we'll have some new job opportunities if you're looking to get involved. And it's really with any information, just check out helpervibes.com.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Rachel Barbie. Saturday Vibes going on up in Helper. The last one coming this weekend on Saturday, starting at 5 and running until about 10:30. They'll kick you out of there. But go have a great time. Great music, great food, great drink, and lots of fun for the whole family. Rachel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me all season, Dave.
Now, once again, if you need more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.